USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus infections in the U.S. continue to fall, even as the nation passes 500,000 deaths from the virus. Daily cases, deaths, and hospitalizations all remain on the decline from a peak in mid-January. Dr. Tom Frieden is the former director of the CDC, and he tells CNN that while cases are dropping now, it's vital to continue mitigation efforts to prevent another surge in infections and the development of more variants.
The point here is to keep up what we're doing, to track very closely, and recognize that masking up is here to stay for many more months, that avoiding sharing indoor air with others is very important, and as we begin to loosen up things, we need to keep a close track on how things are going, ramping up testing and tracing, and being ready to dial it back if we see explosives spread again.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The Biden administration is taking steps to try to reach out to small businesses who may have been left behind by the last round of COVID relief loans. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
President Biden is making changes to the main U.S. coronavirus aid program for small businesses to try to reach smaller, minority-owned firms and sole proprietors left behind in previous rounds of aid. Starting on Wednesday for 2 weeks, the SBA will only accept applications for forgivable PPP loans from firms with fewer than 20 employees to ensure that they are not crowded out by larger firms. The changes make it easier for businesses with no employees, sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed people such as house cleaners and personal care providers that could not qualify previously because of business cost deductions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
In his first speech to the G7 summit last week, President Joe Biden signaled a dramatic change in foreign relations. The president has already reversed a number of policies from President Trump's administration, like rejoining the World Health Organization and the Paris Accords, and expressing a desire to rejoin the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Newsmax TV that he hopes the current administration won't throw away all the advances made just because it came from the previous administration.
When you're tough, when you're strong, when you establish deterrence, then securing American freedom is possible to do. But whether it's China or Iran, or threats from malign actors in other parts of the world, terrorist organizations. What they understand is strength. They understand a leader who's prepared to do the right thing to secure American freedom every day and always. It's what we did. It's what we worked so hard on, and we made America safer and more prosperous during our 4 years. And I hope this administration won't throw that all away just because, well, it was from another administration. They ought to continue to build on the good work that we did to secure American freedom. And if they do, we'll all be happy with the direction that they take.
And Ohio will be the latest state to allow fans back into stadiums, with the Cleveland Indians and Cincinnati Reds welcoming fans back to the ballpark when their season begins in April. Governor Mike DeWine announced Monday that pro sports teams would be allowed to allow fans into their stadiums at 30% capacity to start the year. DeWine says the rule will also apply to the state's two Major League Soccer clubs and multiple minor league baseball teams. Most MLB teams are expected to have fans at games this season with around 25% capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.